You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. I am joined by Jason Beck. Beck, not that it wasn't a foregone conclusion for quite a while, but it still had to be strange to be watching a Tigers game where they got eliminated from the AL Central race. It's been a long time since you've seen that.
Yeah, it had. I'd forgotten what that felt like. Of course, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff that I've covered this year that I'd forgotten what it's like. This is kind of, you know, near the top of the list. But, yeah, honestly, and this is no surprise, the players didn't really react much to it. A lot of them saw it as a foregone conclusion for a long time anyways. A lot of guys just kind of shrugged. But it did note officially the end of an era. Four straight division titles is something that I think, especially in this day and age, you don't see very often. I don't know, aside from the Cardinals, if we have a chance to see another dynasty like that, simply because I think the way baseball is set up now, parity rules. And I think going along with that is the ability for teams to get better quickly and the difficulty for teams to really stay on top of their game for that extended of a period of time. It really was a confluence of the Tigers being really good for a long time, having cost-controlled pitching, being able to sustain that and make some additions and subtractions to support that, and Miggy and in the middle of their order, with the rest of the division really being in a rebuilding mode. And we finally got to that point now where not only are the Royals up near the top of their game, you see the Twins up and coming. You see the Indians now making a charge. The White Sox are trying to get better. So this era, especially in the Central, this could be a pretty turbulent era for a few years here where we don't see a dynasty like this for a long time.
It is. It's so hard to repeat in this game, and that's why you got to give so much credit to the Tigers for that run. Tough to see it end here in 2015, and a lot of questions for them going forward to the offseason. We will, of course, delve into all of those on this podcast in the future, I'm sure. But just staying in the present, Beck, I saw where Victor Martinez said that this is a season that's going to teach a lesson to a lot of people, starting with this clubhouse. What do you think he meant by that? Is there something more there than just, you know, we had a bunch of injuries, we had a tough year? Is there anything more pointed in that regard?
Well, I think there's a twofold message there. He said it was for people in the clubhouse. He also said it was for the fans, which understandably got a mixed reception. But I think the overall message is similar, that you can't take success for granted. And I think, certainly from a fan standpoint, it's a natural feeling that when you see a team like this win year after year after year, you kind of come to expect it. You saw fans grow accustomed to that in Cleveland there during their dynasty. We certainly read plenty about Atlanta fans becoming accustomed to that, and I think Atlanta players became accustomed to that during that incredible run of division success that they had. And I think even in some other cities now you see it. The Cardinals, to some extent, although certainly you don't want to take away anything away from their fans, they're incredible. Where else am I thinking of? Anaheim, I think, is one place. The Dodgers. Places where you have sustained success, that comes about. And I think that comes about with players, too, that you can't sleepwalk through a division. And not that the Tigers sleepwalk, but you can't sleepwalk through the early stages of a race and just assume that things are going to click together. And I think maybe that's something that Victor meant, that you have to appreciate what you have, but you also have to be able to turn it on, not just at the right time, but pretty much all the time when you have the opportunity. This team had chances to get on a winning streak and kind of make an emergence, and it didn't happen. They had injuries here after enjoying really what what was an incredible run of health for their major contributors, aside from Victor Martinez's knee injury in 2012. And they weren't able to take advantage this year. There were a lot of factors in that. I think Justin Verlander talked about it, that they really didn't have their full squad together for stretches. And then when they did, they weren't able to take advantage. Miguel Cabrera talked about it even too. I had a great conversation with Miggy last week about just how it just felt like things went wrong for this team. And it was such a weird feeling being in September with no playoff implications that it was hard for them to maintain intensity.
That actually leads to my next question about Miggy. This has been a tough month for him. We're just not accustomed to seeing him struggle the way he has. And you almost wonder if there is a motivation issue there at this point, because he is so accustomed to playing for something here. We've seen him grind through some really difficult injuries down the stretch of important seasons. He came back to a lost cause when he came off the DL here this year. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of a motivation issue, and I hope people don't take that the wrong way. This is a guy who played through a groin tear, not just a groin strain, a groin tear a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He played through a broken foot last year, basically, to try to get these guys into the playoffs and try to make a run. And he did so with incredible numbers for a guy who was hobbled, especially last year. But what he was able to do, I think, was just, you don't see that from guys very often. Really, you don't see that. I haven't seen that type of performance from guys with those types of performances ever. And now that he's relatively healthy, although you kind of wonder how much a calf strain is still bothering him, now that he's healthier than he was in the last few years going into the stretch run, there's kind of nothing pushing him here. And you can kind of see where, not that he's taking at bats off, but that intensity, it's tough to replicate when you're so used to having those implications on the line at this time of year and you don't have it. Now, you can argue that a fourth batting title in 5 years should be motivation enough. But I really do believe that maybe he's had so much individual success at this point that the major void in his career is a World Series title. He wants to win more so than he wants those individual honors. Although, for his sake, you hope we can finish off this batting title, and that years down the road, he can appreciate what 4 batting titles in 5 years means, because there's only like 8 or 9 guys in history who've been able to do this. I hope fans too appreciate this. I think it would further cement his status really as one of the greatest right-handed hitters of all time, in my opinion.
I agree with that totally. And yeah, to your point, Beck, I mean, if I were to draw up a short list of active players who I think have that will to win, not that it would be a relative ranking, most ball players want to win, but there is a short list of guys who are just absolute gamers, and that really is their number one focus. And for a guy like Cabrera, he's definitely on that list for me, and he's putting up Hall of Fame numbers. I legitimately believe that a World Series title is more important than anything else. If this club is going to get back in contention in 2016, you'd have to mention Anibal Sanchez as a part of that. They had to be breathing a huge sigh of relief that he doesn't need surgery for the shoulder issue.
Yeah, whenever you hear any pitcher's name linked with Dr. Andrews, it's usually bad news. But everybody from people in Sanchez's camp to the Tigers medical staff were saying this is precautionary. We're just trying to confirm that this is just a rotator cuff strain and nothing worse. And Dr. Andrews has a long history with Sanchez going back to shoulder surgery back in 2007. So if anybody knows his shoulder, it's him. And the news came back very well. It was good news. In fact, supposedly Andrews told him that his shoulder was surprisingly strong for somebody who's pitched as many innings as he has. So it's actually even better news than you would have hoped. So now you just pretty much shut him down and have him work on strengthening that shoulder and try to come back healthy next season. Like you said, he's gonna have to be a chief part because he's, you know, depending on what happens with free agency and with trades and what Al Avila can do in his first off season as Tigers GM, he's still going to have to be a frontline starter for these guys. As crucial as it was for the Tigers to get Justin Verlander back and delivering effective starts, I think it's almost as important for them to get Sanchez back on the mound consistently and delivering the type of form that we're used to seeing from him. The form that even when he was healthy this year, we didn't see from him, for whatever reason. I think a lot of people suspected that the shoulder played a part in just the stuff being not as crisp, and certainly the home run totals, which were so out of whack with what he was able to do the previous few seasons. They've got to get him back to what he was. And I think even with the age starting to get into the 30s and with the innings workloads he's posted, I think he still has it in him because it's not a high-stress delivery. It's not the type of pitching style that's dependent on velocity. I think it's, depending more on precision and just the delivery motion and deception. I think he can get back to it, and I think it's going to be up to the pitching coach, Jeff Jones, and Sanchez himself to get back in that form and to figure out through video or whatever what went wrong here.
It's going to be a fascinating offseason in Detroit, as we said. The run of AL Central titles comes to a close, but obviously still hoping to keep that window to compete pried open with a lot of those aging stars on that roster. I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us. We will delve into more of this in the coming weeks, I'm sure. Thank you all for tuning in. It's been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.